loving yourself in today's age is a harder thing to do than we all seem to talk about. I find there's a lot of content on social media about it that just tells you to dress a certain way, act a certain way, surround yourself by certain people. And while I think the last one is true, surrounding yourself by the right amount of people and the right people is very important, I just don't think it's that easy anymore, but I also don't think it's that hard. And I'm going to explain why. Hi, my name is Joey Kidney, and welcome to the Happy Times. This is a conversation that's not scripted. It's just you and me and a podcast mic, and I share my thoughts and my feelings in hopes to connect with yours. A lot of us have a hard time connecting our thoughts to feelings and turning those into words in order to, you know, communicate them to other people, especially if you have a therapist or a loved one or anything like that. And that's what I try my best to do. And I've been working on a workshop to do that. But going back into what I just said, I'm going to keep this as brief as possible. I don't want you listening to this podcast for 30 minutes and being like, oh my God, okay, wait, I didn't get any of that. The first thing, it's easy and it's hard at the same time. Now, I think it's hard to love ourselves in this day and age because there's a lot of people telling us how to. And I think it's easier said than done because we just have to stop listening to everyone else tell us how to. There's so many times when I go on social media and it's just like you're constantly bombarded with content that's just like, you need to be doing this, you need to be doing that. And I just go back to my first book, which is What's the Rush? And like, it's in the title. There is no rush. What is it? A lot of my friends when I was growing up, when I was like, I started YouTube when I was 16 years old. And when I was 20, I probably started making a lot of friends that were, you know, they had $1 million in their bank account. And I would feel so pressured to match that, to get there. And I'm never, ever going to get there. But for some reason, I felt like I had to do it at that moment. And if I didn't do it at that moment, then I was a failure. And so we constantly feel rushed in life. And it's not because of our lives. It's because we can't stop comparing them to somebody else's. When you live your own, this is your life. I apologize if you can hear a friggin' chainsaw in the background. I live in an area that's like full of trees, and we actually have to do a big tree removal, and I'm not excited about it, but if you hear a chainsaw in the back, it's not my trees coming down, so I'm not going to die right now, but somebody else's tree is coming down. They're not going to die, I promise. I hope. Oh, God. But loving ourselves isn't a hard thing. It's not an easy thing. Okay, so how do we make it something that we can understand? Well, we tell people to shut the fuck up because we need to stop talking to other people about it. I'm not saying you can't go, you know, talk to your therapist or somebody that's qualified. I get that. Or a loved one. But talking to random Joe Blow on the internet or in DMs or always texting your friend every time you want to make a decision for yourself isn't how you love yourself. It'll never be how you love yourself. That's just how you impress other people or how you want to impress other people because you feel obligated to. But deep down, that won't impress anyone. The thing that I always think about, I have a new podcast coming out with a new friend, and we spoke about body image. And I'm not going to tell you the friend yet because I'm very excited about it. It'll be coming out shortly. And it's going to be like a new whole new podcast, not just a podcast episode, a whole new podcast. And on it, we talked about body image. And the thing, he asked me, you know, where did I get my interest for it? Like, what type of person did I want to be growing up physically and, you know, emotionally? Like, I guess just overall yourself, body image, strong human. And I told him the person that I always looked up to and valued the most and was impressed by, like growing up and like going to a gym class or just like in a locker room, wasn't the guy with the biggest muscles, wasn't the tallest kid, wasn't the skinniest kid, wasn't the biggest kid. It wasn't any of that. It was the kid that had the most confidence. Because for me, confidence is the one thing that I think makes us. Being confident in who you are is honestly a big green flag for me. Knowing who you want to be, and I'm not saying you got to know 20 years down the line, okay? I'm not, life's going to change in friggin' 5 years, 10 years, 1 year, whatever it is. It's going to change. So I'm not saying you got to know your entire life going down, but I'm just saying you got to know who you are in the moment that you're handling right now. So if, I don't really love talking about this, but I'll talk about myself a little bit. I've been dealing a lot with body image. Ever since I've moved, I stopped going to my gym just because it was really expensive. And like the house I bought and renovated, like I've been spending a lot of money to make this a home. And it's coming down to the point where it's just like, okay, I should probably start not spending money. and well, now I kind of got in a rut with my body. Like I used to work out all the time and I'm 27 now, which is crazy. And I'm experiencing a lot of like my body's changing, you know, my hair's thinning out just like every other guy. Just like my body's just changing. I have more fat on my body than I ever used to, but like I've always been a skinny kid. So I guess it's a little bit more like dramatic for me. I think it's dramatic for anyone, but if for me, it's like, it's really stopped me. And I've had a hard time getting back in the gym because I don't want to pay. So I kind of set up a gym in my basement and I've been trying to like go on runs and stuff more. But like I haven't been eating right, I haven't been drinking right, I haven't been doing all that. And my point on all of this is the confidence that I strive to find in myself, that I always looked up to in everyone else, that confidence isn't about like being cocky. It's about knowing who you are. So the reason why I talk about this exercise and my fitness journey and everything is because I'm slowly getting more confident because I know who I am. I know that, okay, in order to actually change my life, I need to run every single day. I'm an active kid. I was always an active kid. I can't go on my hot girl walk and think it's going to do it for me. That's great if it does. If that works for you, hell freaking yeah, it works for your body. For me, that wouldn't kickstart anything in me. It just doesn't do it for me. My body needs a little bit more, and that's okay. But the thing is that I know that. And that's kind of what has put me on my ass a little bit more than usual, is because knowing that I need to do more and I know exactly what I need to do, but I'm not doing it, is putting me in more of like this, like the little depression spell. And I'm not too proud of it. I'm not happy about it, but I just wanted to be honest with you. You know, I do have a lot of, you know, my own answers, but a lot of the time we get in this rut where we question ourselves, do we want to answer our own questions, even if we have the answer, even if we know exactly what to do and how to play it out? Do we just want to be sad for a bit? Do we just want to wallow? And to be honest with you, I kind of do, but I also know that I can't. I need to do this for like myself, my life, my partner. I need to keep working. I need to stay healthy and remain alive, I guess. And so finding that love in myself is easy, right? That's the point. Like I'm saying, I know how to do it, but it's hard to act upon, right? And it's not because like I'm not watching any content. I'm just thinking in my head, I've always like bashed influencers, even though I am one, that we like constantly watching content that like it doesn't influence in the right way. But to be honest with you, there's this one YouTuber, his name is Nick Bear, and he used to be in the military. I don't know like the whole background, but he used to be in the military, and then he was like super into fitness, and he started this supplement brand called BPN, and he's been making YouTube videos about his like just fitness journey. And he has like challenges where like he'll be like, okay, I'm going to run the New York City Marathon. I'm going to run a 100-mile run, stuff like that. And that's always inspired me because it's something that I know I can do as well. But he has an entire community behind him where I don't know if he feels more pressure to do it or he feels really motivated to do it because he has that pressure. And for me, and probably for you listening, we are our own community. if we're looking to change any fitness or health goals, like we...
This Happy Times episode is brought to you by BetterHelp. It can be easy to ignore our social battery and spread ourselves thin, especially when social gatherings are picking up after the winter. For myself, the winter is literally about hibernation, becoming a hermit, and watching as many movies as possible, which results in me being a little antisocial, which then results in me being a little bit more socially anxious. So instead of being unprepared after my winter months, I'm going to therapy. Therapy can give you the self-awareness to build a social life that doesn't just drain your battery. In my personal experience, therapy has done wonders for how I think about life. It gives me an alternate perspective, especially since I've been isolated for so long. If you are thinking about starting therapy, give BetterHelp a try. Find your social sweet spot with BetterHelp. Visit betterhelp.com/happytimes today to get 10% off your first month. That's BetterHelp, HELP.com/happytimes.
I have to make that change. It's not backed by a whole team and a whole office. Like, it's amazing that he made it there. And it inspires me so much. But then I also have to sit down and I have to realize that, hey, that's not my life. I'm not like that. I wish. I freaking wish. But also, I probably don't, because I need to be happy with my life. At the end of the day, this is our life. This is it. And if we spend our time overcomplicating it with trying to live our lives for other people or exactly like other people, then we're never going to feel fulfilled. We're never going to be happy. What are the happiest moments in your life? They're not because you spent a lot of money, like your favorite YouTuber going to a mall. They're not like that. They're not about getting $1 million. They're nothing like that. They're about the times when you hug your mom. They're about the times when you saw your puppy for the first time, either adopting or from a breeder. They're the times when you saw your dad cry for the first time. You know, that's a sad thing, but you were happy to see emotion. It's little things like that that play a big role in our hearts. And it's not about this, like, I guess, bragging right mentality of things. It's the things that make us feel love, make us feel warm and safe and comfortable, right? Those are the things that make us really happy. So love is the most important one. It's self-love. But I think self-love is kind of branded to be something where you need other people, whether you need like their program or this thing to follow or somebody else. When really all you got to do is sit down and isolate yourself a little bit and figure out what you actually want to friggin' do. Like, do you have your own opinions? I think is the biggest thing. If you don't want to go out for drinks because you don't like drinking beer, that's a random, I don't know where I got that from, then don't freaking go. Or go and have water. Like, this whole, the peer pressure is real, and it's still going in our 20s, late 20s. I'm 27. It's still going. I still get pressured, and I fucking say no. I just laugh it off. When I go camping with my friends go, we've been going camping every year for like 10 years, and there's about 20 of us that go. And every year there's like this, I guess like you would call it a drinking game. I didn't drink until I was like 22. So I've never been like a binge drinker. I've never been a big partier or anything like that. But I like to, you know, I like my cocktails now. I love making cocktails. And I like certain select beers and stuff. I guess I'm a little bit more like appreciative of the taste versus somebody that's just trying to drink to get drunk. That's not who I am. And we'll be sitting around, and there's this game where if you have your drink, it's called Buffalo. If you have your drink in your dominant hand, so I'm right-handed. If I had my drink in my right hand, somebody could call Buffalo, and then you have to finish your drink. But if I had my drink in my left hand and somebody called Buffalo, then they would have to finish their drink because I'm not left-handed, I'm right-handed. So that's how the game goes. I've never, ever, ever played it because I don't want to chug my drink. That's not how I want to be. That's not who I want to be. And that's not how I want to feel. It's how you want to. It's about feeling. Feel. Do you feel anything? That's the frigging question of it all. It's on how you make somebody else feel. It's about how this. Oh my God, this sounds narcissistic, but it's about how that also makes you feel. Do you feel joy for helping people? Do you feel shitty for making somebody else feel shitty? Like, also listen to yourself, not just the reaction of other people. That's kind of like where I'm going. I'm not just saying, listen, don't give a fuck about anybody else. Just listen to yourself. I'm thinking, you got to know who you are before you interact with other people, because their reaction or response to your question or comments or statements or anything like that are going to dictate how you feel, when your feelings should already be basically solid when you ask that question, pose that statement, have that conversation. How many times you go to somebody's house and you turn into a totally different person? You turn into them. You turn into a people pleaser, right? I wouldn't say I did it a lot because I was kind of shy. So I like kind of did it, but like I did the shy version of it. And I do this thing now when I go into like a friend's party or something and I'm feeling a little bit anxious. I've always been a shy guy. I've always been introverted, even though people are like, you talk on the internet in front of millions of people. I'm like, these people aren't scary. They're listening to me because they feel comfortable and that's comforting. Like, but no, when I walk into a party and I have like friggin' Donnie trying to shove a beer down my throat, then that's not comforting. You know, when people are just trying to like peer pressure you the entire time, that's just not it. And just like the having conversations with people that I don't really care about or know, like sometimes they're just not in that mood and that's okay. Right? You can be in a mood where you just want to stay home. Actually fucking stay home. That's my point. Listen to your body. Listen to your gut. If you want to go out, if you want to drink, whatever, go do that. If you want to go out, you want to have fun with your friends, go do that. If you don't. That's the key to life. If everyone ever asks, like, what's your best advice? Don't. Just don't. If you don't want to do it, don't. My best advice is, I actually don't know. Why am I setting myself up for failure? I just think that we've overcomplicated so many things in this life. And I don't think that self-love should be one of those. So if you don't feel like yourself right now, then I just really request that you do things to figure it out. And if you've listened to this podcast for, what, oh my God, we're on like 6 years now. If you listen to it for the last little bit, you'll know that my three things to making sure that you have a good week or feeling good are: you need to hydrate, the proper hydration, you have to have the proper nutrition, and you have to have the proper exercise. And with all of those three things, so if you exercise, you're going to get hungry. And when you're hungry, then you're going to drink more water, and you know, when you exercise, you're going to want to drink more water, and then when you drink more water, your stomachs are going to expand and you're going to eat more, and then that's going to fuel you. And fuel is important to keep going. And I know a lot of people are like, oh well, I only eat when I'm hungry, right? But how does that set you up? It sets you up for failure, right? If you have a big stressor later that day and you don't eat anything, you're going to have no energy for it. And hey, well, okay, I'm raising my hand right now because I am guilty. Sometimes my anxiety gets so bad that I can't eat a goddamn thing. It just doesn't go down my throat, or I can't drink water even though I'm so thirsty and parched. I just feel anxious, and then I get a headache, and then I'm just like, I'd rather just lay on the couch and die. I get it. But let's go back to my best advice. Don't. Just don't. Have a little bit more self-control and self-awareness, which obviously is a hard thing to get to, but I know you can. And I know listening to this podcast, you've definitely realized some things about yourself. And it's not like a big epiphany, but it's just like, oh yeah, I do that. I shouldn't do that. Or little things. Now we're getting close to 20 minutes. And I said I wouldn't go to 30 minutes, so I think I'll wrap it up now, but I just want you to know you got it. Like, I know I'm just a stranger on the internet, but it's not hard, so stop making it. And this isn't just because I have the ability to say this because I got a mic in front of my face. I'm saying this because I always thought for myself that it had to be hard, that I had to bust my ass. It's about making a routine that functions for you, a lifestyle that works for you. And if it doesn't, well, folks, don't. Thank you very much for listening to the Happy Times Podcast. This is probably my favorite episode this whole year. If you did enjoy it, please let me know by just messaging me on Instagram. Just say don't. That's it. Just say don't. Okay. But thank you very much for listening. I'm wearing the weird hoodie right now, and it will be coming out, I believe, next week. And I'm really excited for it because it's one of my favorite colors, and I've been wearing it for far too long and teasing it for far too long. So it'll be up soon. So if you want to support me in any way and support this podcast, please tune in next week, and maybe I'll get you a little promo code, but it will be live next week for the weird hoodie. Anyways, thank you for listening. Stay beautiful. I'll talk to you later.
As humans, we're naturally driven by the search for better. But when it comes to hiring, the best way to search for a candidate isn't to search at all. Don't search, match with Indeed. When I was looking to hire someone, it was so slow and overwhelming. I wish I had used Indeed. If you need to hire, you need Indeed. Indeed is your matching and hiring platform, with over 350 million global monthly visitors according to Indeed data, and a matching engine that helps you find quality candidates fast. Ditch the busy work. Use Indeed for scheduling, screening, and messaging so you can connect with candidates faster. And Indeed doesn't just help you hire faster. 93% of employers agree Indeed delivers the highest quality matches compared to other job sites, according to a recent Indeed survey. And listeners of this show will get a $75 sponsored job credit to get your jobs more visibility at Indeed.com/podcast. That's Indeed.com/podcast. Terms and conditions apply.
Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.